Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
However, right now, I want to get into a conversation with our own 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter, Joe Patrick, out on the waitfor.com hotline, because, man, it feels like every minute as we get closer to this game against Miami, a game in which a lot of Falcons fans were looking at a couple weeks ago going, whoo, thankfully, don't have to worry about that one, but it's the NFL and injuries. As we just learned earlier today that wide receiver Drake London is now questionable for that game as he's dealing with a hip injury. So, Joe, first off, how's your Saturday going, man? And what do you make of this latest going on with we'll start with Drake London before we start getting to the others.
Yeah, I mean, never a good thing when, well, obviously if Lance's your star player, it's even worse. But any player who goes on the injury or, you know, goes on the injury report is reported as questionable, especially this late on after the practices have already concluded. Never a good thing. He's on the report with a hip. And so, you know, the Falcons obviously need someone like him. They're already down Ray McLeod, who the team released in that wide receiver room, and they've been calling up players from the practice squad, elevating them in the meantime to try to make up for those numbers. And so, you know, if he's not able to play, that puts a lot more on guys like Casey Washington and David Sills. And what you kind of mentioned there, Caleb, is like a must-win game for this team against the Dolphins team that you certainly expect to beat. So, yeah, so it's always an interesting day in the NFL. It's never a down day.
For sure. I guess real quick, because you got me thinking about, you know, already having to call up David Sills because of the Ray McLeod stuff. But now with this, I mean, are you calling up Nick Nash, or like do you know kind of off the top of your head a direction that you think that Raheem Morris might go as far as trying to fill the void there?
So they've actually already elevated Dylan Drummond, who was one of their kind of standouts. Yeah, the deadline for that was 4:30 this afternoon, so it's actually a perfect time to be talking to you about this. They've elevated Dylan Drummond and Easton Stick and Ronnie Harrison. So you actually have three practice squad elevations because we now, I mean, and by them elevating Easton Stick, that basically confirms that Michael Penix will not play a part in this one, which I'm sure we'll talk about here in just a second. So some interesting moves there. I was curious if Nick Nash would be one of those guys, Caleb, because like you, I'm Nick Nash curious at this point after the way he emerged kind of towards the end of training camp, but he was also a bit of a raw prospect coming out, so maybe not a surprise to that extent, but I wouldn't be surprised if Dylan Drummond is potentially on the field for this team if Drake London's unable to go.
Yeah, catching passes on Sunday.
And
catching passes from, before we get there, I guess continuing with the thought around Drake London, look, I mentioned it earlier on the show that it's weird this injury is popping up just now. Like, I felt there for a second. I was like, did I miss something? And had he been on the injury report already this week? Because I know Sunday against the Niners, like, he was non-existent. It felt like a lot in Atlanta's offense. I didn't know if that was maybe some sort of injury issue or if that was just related to everything else that was going wrong in that game. But is this something that is, you know, I guess it's popped up pretty last minute. Could it have at any point kind of been an issue this week? I guess kind of what are your thoughts there of this hip injury now with Drake London?
Yeah, it's curious. And like, listen, I mean, NFL players, even though if they're not on an injury report, they're kind of always carrying a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he had not been on the injury report this year with a hip. He missed some time, or I can't remember if he actually missed a game, but I don't think he did. But he was on the injury report with his shoulder, where he left the game early at one point earlier this year, but then did come back and play. But that was the only injury. So, you know, again, it's curious when it didn't happen on a day where there would have been a practice. Not saying he wouldn't have, like, you know, done some sort of mobility workout or something that could have spurred some sort of injury like this, but it is a curious one. You don't really see these types of things pop up on Saturdays too often.
All right, here's the big one. Obviously, you just talked about it. Easton Stick getting called up from the practice squad kind of points to Michael Penix Jr. not being available to play on Sunday as he's got this bone bruise on his knee. I played the audio earlier of him talking about, you know, oh, I'm not worried about college. Like, college is a long, you know, days behind me. However, I think there's a lot of fans and media who are concerned because when these types of injuries start popping up again, you know, they don't necessarily go away. What's your concern level for Michael Penix this season? You know, kind of moving forward, and what do you expect out of Kirk Cousins, you know, suiting up on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't think that this really has anything to do with like a long-term injury, and I don't think that there's anything long-term really involved with this particular injury. I think that he kind of bristles that question that has gotten at, you know, he's been asked that about his injury history several times that I've seen, and he kind of bristles at it, and I kind of understand it. Like, I don't know exactly what he's supposed to say about it, and it's like not like it's something that, and he says it's like it's not something I think about, you know, like I'm like contemplating my past injuries constantly. I'm just kind of going about my work, trying to improve and be the best quarterback that I can. So I kind of understand to that extent, but it's also understandable why it's a concern for fans and media to kind of, you know, keep track of, because it's obviously a major part of his story. And I think the Falcons actually see it as kind of a feature and not a bug of like kind of his profile as a person, as a player when he was coming out, that he was able to deal with some of that adversity that he had with those injuries earlier in his career. As it goes to this one, you know, I think it's just going to be very interesting because I actually expect Kirk Cousins to play really well. I mean, he was really sharp in camp. It was kind of cropping up as a potential story as to whether, you know, Kirk Cousins was actually outplaying Michael Penix at that point. He was certainly not. He didn't have the tools.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In terms of just working with the ones versus the twos that Penix had during that point, and he was able to connect with a lot of these guys. Again, if Drake London's unable to play, not saying that Kirk Cousins wouldn't love to be thrown to Drake London tomorrow.
Right.
But if he's not, at least he has, you know, experience working with the likes of Dylan Drummond and David Sills, who he kind of, I think, helped have a breakout in that training camp. So I would expect Kirk Cousins to play well. And I think that if there's any kind of long-term conversation as it relates to Michael Penix, I think it might be more about if Kirk does play as well as I think that he could, you know, does the is there a conversation that starts to happen as to like who gives us the best chance to win, you know, next week and the following week, because ultimately the Falcons can't afford to really slip up too often. They've got to go basically 7-4 the rest of the season through these next 11 games, and it's maybe not as easy of a schedule as it looked at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, Joe, I feel like there was a point in which if this had happened 2-3 weeks ago, that Raheem Morris would have found himself in a position that, you know, oh, when at the minute that Michael is back healthy, like he's going to be our starter. There's no question about that. But I feel like now you have found yourself in a position where you certainly, it feels almost like college where you got to ride the hot hand. And, you know, depending on how Kirk Cousins plays on Sunday, that would, you know, kind of certainly tip your hat of which direction that Raheem Morris could go in the future. Talking with Joe Patrick, our 99 of the Game Falcons reporter on the WadeFord.com hotline. Apart from injuries to Drake London, injuries to Michael Penix Jr., then you look on the defensive side of the ball, and of course, this defense can certainly deal without a Divine Diablo, right? No. Certainly is a pretty bad time for a Divine Diablo to fracture his forearm, go on the injured reserve, and be out for, what, the next 4 weeks. How do you see J.D. Bertrand kind of stepping up in that role? And do you see other guys, you know, kind of maybe taking on more of the leadership stuff that Diablo would have handled otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear that you can't just replace Divine Diablo with one player, which says a lot about Divine Diablo and the fact that, you know, the Falcons kind of got him on kind of a budget deal. Yeah. I mean, it's starting linebacker money, but it's not like a major free agency signing that they made to acquire him. And he's proven to be, you know, a real kind of game changer for what this defense is and the way that Jeff Ulbrich is able to, you know, make certain calls and use his linebackers and his personnel in a certain way. And so, yeah, J.D. Bertrand will be the one who takes, you know, basically the linebacker snaps from Divine Diablo, at least for the immediate term here. I was a little bit more pessimistic on Bertrand's performance than clearly the coaches were, who really talked him up earlier this week. And we also talked to JD himself, who said that, you know, it was not perfect by any means, but that he was basically pleased with what he did. But, you know, Jeff Ulbrich also said that he like I said, you know, he's not a player, Divine Diablo, that you can just replace with one guy that you have sitting behind him. So I would certainly expect him to mix up the looks a little bit, mix up the personnel a little bit. We see Jordan Fuller has also been activated for this game coming up. And yeah, I believe he was on injured reserve. So he's now back, another safety involved there with safety experience that could allow you to put more kind of big safety looks on the field. The team has also elevated Ronnie Harrison Jr. He was a player the Falcons signed late in training camp who, like Divine Diablo, like some linebackers that Jeff Ulbrich has used in the past, is a former safety in college and even in the pros for Ronnie Harrison, but he's kind of like a taller, bigger guy, similar to Divine Diablo, and they want to try to develop him into an off-ball linebacker. I wouldn't expect him to really play all that much. I think it's probably more for special teams in this instance because now J.D. Bertrand becomes a starter. But, sure, you know, it's clearly going to limit the Falcons' defense because I think it's going to limit, you know, the way that Jeff Ulbrich feels like he can use some of the other pieces, like, you know, obviously Caden Ellis. He's the one I think about most, where he was able to be so interchangeable with Divine Diablo. They both had their opportunities to rush the passer, and I do think that now you don't, because you just don't have that quality of Divine Diablo, you're going to have to share that workload a little bit differently.
All right, final one for you, Joe. As we're here on the Dopey Millennial Show, you can give Joe a follow on social media at JAPatrick200. Look, you know, a lot of questions went to Zach Robinson for the third and fourth down and how that situation worked out against the Niners coming up short. He kind of stirred firm on the play calls, doing things that they hadn't shown before, and all of those sorts of things. However, you know, this is a running football team behind Bijan Robinson. What's your confidence level in Zach Robinson moving forward and, you know, kind of the play call style that I feel like we've seen some high highs and some truly low lows so far this season.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think there's been a lot of things. I'm not fully out on Zach whatsoever, but he's also had, you know, some better games and some obviously worse games. And I think that those worst games have been for different reasons. I think, like, even going back to last year, there was some that were maybe subpar because of the injuries that Kirk Cousins was dealing with coming off that Achilles injury. Also, some purely to greenness on Zach Robinson's part, being a first-time play caller in this league, and now probably trying to deal with, you know, some limitations still that Michael Penix has as a quarterback at this stage of his career. It's not like he's a fully developed product by any means. And so I think that, you know, Zach has not necessarily navigated all that swimmingly, you know, but it has been good at times. I think that we saw, you know, major signs of encouragement in those games against the Commanders and then the Bills. That was good. It was just, you know, I think the team, honestly, against San Francisco just didn't perform at the level. And yes, I think you can obviously, you know, kind of judge those play calls on third and fourth down as not being maybe what I think I would have done as well. I think I have, you know, there's other broader issues I have with just like, I wish they would get under center a little bit more than they do, even if you're not going to do that a lot in your offense. I would like to see a little bit of it. But at the same time, with regards to Bijan, I've seen this, like, he had a 28.6% success rate in that game. I mean, he ran for 2.9 yards per carry. Like, there just wasn't the production on the ground that was putting them in down and distances where you were able to just consistently hand the football off. Could you maybe pass it to him in some certain situations? Perhaps so. But I've seen also similar criticism for, like, you know, Tyler Algier not getting as involved in that game. And certainly I probably would have given the ball to Algier on either third or fourth down there. But ultimately, I think it's a similar situation where you're just not picking up enough yards in general on the ground throughout the game. And so you're just not able to get them as many touches as possible. And when Algier touches the ball, the Falcons tend to win. Now, I kind of think that's more symptomatic than, like, causal, but, you know, I think that that's certainly something that Zach Robinson would love to do this Sunday on tomorrow and get both those guys the ball a bunch. Probably means the Falcons are doing well.
That is Joe Patrick. Give him a follow on social media at JAPatrick200. And of course, go follow and listen, subscribe, do all those fun things. For his podcast, Joe Patrick on Football Joe. Appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon, man.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Caleb. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.